Person who puts kach on top of achsadra that had psimim. Achsadra is two walls that are parallel to one another, and part of it has some type of roofing over it, and the srach was basically over part of it, and there was only two walls, but it had these psimim. Psimim are two poles that are jutting into third side. In other words, the two parallel walls, and one of the open sides, there were these psimim, two poles going down over there. So, even though before we said that if you only have parallel walls, it's not enough to have a mashu, you need a machitza four bochim wide. Well, here it's enough to have these two poles on each side that are jutting in, even though each one is less than those four tvochim. Right? Because in this situation that you have the schach and you have the psimim, we say, pi tikra yod v'soysim, that the edge of the roofing of the schach goes down. And that's considered mechitza. So, once you have that, if you have three mechitzas, it's a very big chiddush, because till now we learned that you had need solid mechitzas for sukkah, not enough imaginary mechitzas. Kudachit, asik, all those virtual mechitzas don't work. This one works. Now, another question is that if it works because of the tikkur going down, what do you need these psimim for? The ma'isa, that's the rule. We don't see this tikkur without those psimim. That's the shita of the mechaber. These psimim are either jutting inwards into the third side of the sukkah. In other words, let's say you have a wall on the south and the north. So you have whether they are jutting on the southern side towards the north and the northern side towards the south. Or on the southern side is jutting out further to the southern side. It's all kosher. But if it just has two walls without these poles, then it's possible to come to the mechaber. Shein la'elapes sita achzadra, emsof sadra, and la'koisa, shekinegdein lutzim. Without that, it's possible because you only have two walls. And titikra alone is not enough without these psimim. Says the Ramah, v'chol ze loshen ha'ramah. That's the psak of the Ramah. V'lachem v'cholkim. Others say no. As like we said before, virtual walls don't work. Walls over here, this is not acceptable. One should not make a sukkah in such a fashion. Mishavu brings the Lavush, says it's rak lachadchila. If he has no other option, he can rely on the opinion of the mechaber, having two parallel walls, plus these two psimim going down, two pillars going down on each side.